Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Affirmations Works. I'm so glad you joined me again today and you gave me some of your time. I do appreciate it. I want to talk to you today about the use of the word I am and how powerful it is and how intentionally I want you to think about those words when you use them. And so today I'm going to read from the Daily Word, which is a Unity publication, and it is on the subject of I am. I am the expression of God in action. I claim my divine identity and speak the truth of my being as I affirm. I am whole and strong. I am wise. I am free. If my human self thinks I can't or I'm not able, my divine nature responds with I can. I am intelligent because the light of God fills my mind. I am healthy because the life of God flows throughout my body. I am loving and peaceful because the love of God is my very nature. I use my I am mindfully and with intention, careful not to attach it to words that negate my spiritual nature. I feel the presence and power of God expressing as me every time I speak the truth about myself. I affirm I am in all situations, positively responding from that center of truth within me. In all things, God is and I am. And so it is. Wow, those are such beautiful and powerful and important words for us to take in today. The power of I am is immense, and we don't really recognize it. As you speak the words I am, be very, very mindful of what you attach to that ending. Make sure all your I ams that you either speak or think have a positive attachment, because that's the truth of who you are. And that is how you come to recognize the true spirit inside of yourself that empowers you. So when we go around and we say negative things about ourselves, you know, I am fat, you know, I am short, I'm not pretty, I'm not tall, I'm not funny, I'm not social. As we say those things and think those things, we create those things more in our existence. And when people look at us, when people interact with us, that's what they pick up. That's what they see. They see in you what you see in you. So you have to decide today that your I ams, be they in word or in thought, end with the positive of who you are. And you know what? If you don't know that you have a lot of positives of who you are, I got an assignment for you. I need you to sit down. I need you to get pen and paper. And I need you to write down your positives. Initially, you're going to feel a little uncomfortable about it. Like, oh, God, am I being vain? Oh, geez, well, I kind of like my hair. You know, I kind of like that I'm kind, compassionate. Write all those things down, because all those things make up who you are, and they're part of your I am. And so when your negative thought comes up that says, no, you're not, you can counteract that with your strength, knowing, yes, I am. Yes, I am. So from this point forward, make it a very conscious effort to think of yourself in the positive. Think of yourself as someone who is living the life that you choose to live, that you want to live, that you know you deserve to live. Surround yourself with people who also see that in you. So sometimes we have to evaluate our friends and our family. It's a little harder with family, I know, to get rid of them. But sometimes we have to, maybe if we can't get rid of them out of our lives, we have to distance them a little bit, right? If they're very negative about us, if they're always putting us down, if they're always saying negative things and telling us what we can't do, then sometimes what we have to do with those people is just put a little space between us. Don't always be available for their phone calls. You know, be cordial, be nice, be sweet and wonderful, but let them know, you know, I'm a little busy today. So maybe I can talk to you later. Because what you want to do is put space between that negative energy and yourself. Because you need to build yourself up and know that you are. You are. So attach the I am to only positive things. And I am leaving you with this assignment to write down all those positive things about yourself and read them over. Read them over at night before you go to bed. Read them over in the morning before you get your day started. Read them over if you ride public transportation. If you have a lunch break, take a moment and read those over. You want to plant that seed so that it grows and it flourishes and it creates for you the life that you deserve. And so until next time, and I do always hope that you come back, I wish you nothing but blessings.